Warnings for Saerun High Jinx Summer Special. Chapter 1. I would like to pause here for a moment and say that no! Silence is not acceptance! Blank means no! Guys! No! Ugh! Chapter 2. A joke about suicide. I believe it's just like a one-off thing. Like, you know, I'd rather kill myself or whatever. I think Zell says it when he's stuck in the super happy, happy, happy car. And he's like, ugh. Chapter 4. The use of slut as a vicious insult to somebody's mother. Chapter 6. In fairly short order, there's reference to suicidal thoughts. In that Zelos is talking to Val about how he basically wanted to die every day until Zell told him that that wasn't an option, basically. That, you know, if Zell had to get through every day, Zelos did too. And then it segues fairly quickly into homicidal thoughts, in which Zelos fairly graphically describes exactly how he could have killed a whole bunch of people in a cafe or burger joint or something. He didn't actually do it, but it's pretty violent out of nowhere. Chapter 7. There is a mention of parental death to cancer and the grief about parents dying. Specifically, Amelia and Lena talk about Amelia talks about her mother dying and Lena talks about her father dying, and both express grief. Amelia's mother died to cancer. Nothing is super in depth, but there is that grief. Chapter 9. There is a case of inadvertent drugging. The specifics are that Gilles and Gravos are taking care of Val, who has been injured and has a really, really terrible fever. They mean to give him aspirin to help with the fever, but inadvertently give him a super strong hallucinogen, and Zelos describes it later, I forget. But anyway, they drug him. They don't mean to do it. They have no idea that they have done it. Val, you can tell sort of that Val is being drugged, but they really don't mean to, but they do it anyway. Be careful with medication, people. Make sure what you're giving people is what you're supposed to be giving them. Chapter 11. There is mention of parental death and both related and unrelated minor character death. In specific, in this chapter, a bunch of the bad guys get shot. Seafeed Clan Elder, I believe, dies, though that's a spoiler for future chapters. For the parental death thing, we find out that Zelos is alive. Fancy that. We found that out a couple of chapters ago. And we also find out who Zelos' father is in this chapter, and or in the last one. And in this chapter, both of them are killed in front of him. Chapter 13. There is a mention of suicide, but it's a joke. Like, somebody's like, you half expect me to start tearing out my hair or slitting my wrists. Mention of suicide. People ask Zelos many, many times if he wants to kill himself because of his family / because of what Selfiel, did. The fact that she got engaged, while theoretically maybe he was waiting for her. Possible homophobia. There's an implication that a clerk could lose his job because of being gay, possibly. Chapter 14. Right, outdated views of femininity and masculinity. Sylphiel is very berated and not considered good for getting engaged while she had been flirting with Zelos. Chapter 17. For the insensitive mention of mental illness, I honestly don't actually remember what exactly this is for, but I can imagine that it involves a lot of, like, it involves talking about somebody who's, who has mental illness and doesn't, yeah, sorry, I don't have something better for that one. Chapter 28. Possible, not describe right medical stuff in this chapter. There's lots of talk about brain injuries, and I don't know anything about brain injuries, so maybe the authors have done their research and everything, but equally likely is the fact that they didn't, and because I don't know anything about them, you know, this could all be wrong. So yeah. Possible sort of misrepresentation of brain injuries. Warning here for discussion of the psychology of abuse? Is that how I want to term it? In specific, we found it in the last fic that Zelos had been abused as a child. By one of his stepfathers, and in this fic, he and his psychiatrist have an in-depth conversation about his likelihood of abusing children in the future, or, like that sort of thing, and in general, the likelihood of abused people becoming abusers in the future. This warning is, the ending of Tokyo Babylon. If you know what that is, you know what's coming. Yeah.